right, you guys, my name's Jeremy.
And my name's Chrissy.
And here, listen, we're sitting here trying to figure out what to do on our first podcast. And it's stupid. Let me tell you. So we first started this thing where we're thinking about, all right, what are we going to do? Are we going to do it for money? Are we going to do it for our friends? Are we going to do it to get shit off our chest?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. So one of the things that we're going to talk about today, probably the only thing you're going to hear right now, is about, she wants to call it Just Do It, Nike. Fucking stupid, right? Mm. Well, kind of, sort of. You can't give up in life. People always say, you know, yeah, they're kind of right. You just got to do it. Chrissy, go ahead.
All right. To that end, I'm not exactly the biggest fan of Nike. And at the risk of losing a future sponsorship, I think it's pretty egregious some of the conditions under which their employees work in third world countries. But not to digress. The concept of Just Do It is pretty damn brilliant. Not just as it applies to the sports world or exercise, but as it applies to anything that we try to do in life. There's so many people that I've known in my life who say, like, one day I'm going to do this. One day I'm going to do that. People have all these goals that they never actually try to, like, achieve. And I admire those who just go out there and just fucking try it. See, even if they look like idiots. I love that.
There's different types of Just Do It people.
Yeah.
It's like, people that know me know that I don't have a higher education. I dropped out of high school. I haven't done a lot. But one thing that I haven't done is I've never given up. I've traveled halfway around the world. I've done the sailboating. Yachting, whatever the fuck.
You're humble. But you've done a shit ton of stuff.
I've done a lot of stuff without an education. I've made a shit ton of money without education.
Lots of shit ton of money without education.
And I've spent it all. So I guess I'm saying, it's like, if you're going to do it, it's like, you got to do it in a certain way where my advice to people nowadays is like, okay, don't sit around in a cubicle and let people tell you what the fuck to do. Yeah. All the stupid, yeah. You know, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
You sit around in a cubicle, you're wasting time, you're not doing anything. Spend some money, go out and have fun, but at the same time, be
smart about it.
And responsible.
I think the slogan should be, just do it, .. But, you know, be kind of smart about it.
Chrissy saves her money. She's a college graduate. She has perfect credit. I'm the polar opposite.
Thus, Clash Studio Podcast. Because our personalities clash.
Well, she says they do. I don't think they do.
Fuck yeah. How many takes did we do on this? Like, oh my God. Maybe someday we'll release a B-side, because honestly, guys, in the spirit of just doing it, we've re-recorded this first podcast like 3 times now. The first one was just us arguing back and forth. But one thing that we do consistently agree on is the fact that you just got to go after whatever the fuck your goal is. Excuse my swearing.
You know, I was at the skate park today.
It's so true.
Let me tell you what happened today at the skate park.
Yeah.
Was it today? Yesterday?
It was a couple days ago.
I'm 47. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
So a couple days ago, I was at the skate park. I was talking to this ultra hottie and her boyfriend. And one of the things we were talking about was I brought up co-parenting and how I live with my ex. And I date these other women. And it's hard for the other girls because I'm living with my ex and co-parenting.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It's like, all these fucking people in the world have all these girls have these daddy issues, and all these boys have these mommy issues, and all the broken families and everything going on. It's like, treat your kids and treat your spouse or your significant other the way you wanted to be treated. You know, you've got to break the cycle, right?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out what this has to do with Just Do It.
What I'm saying, well, here's what it has to Just Do It.
All right.
When you're taking care of your kids and you're living with your ex, you just got to do it.
Oh, yeah. The idea of heading into uncharted territory. For sure.
Don't.
And not giving a flying F. I'm going to work on my mouth here, people, because I just realized I swear a lot. Not giving a flying F what anybody else thinks about you. That's a huge part of just doing
it. Well, you still have to, when you get up and get out of bed, you still have to do your hair and put on some fucking makeup and
look presentable. I know, but I'm saying, you want to just do it.
Back to skate park people. I was telling them, you just got to do it. You got to go after it. You got to take control. You've got to just do it. They were arguing about their lives and what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? It's like, come on, millennial.
What were they wondering?
Oh my God. It was like this guy was smoking pot and talking to this chick. She was super... I got to go back to the super hot thing. I can't believe it. Because she was totally hot.
Concentrate, damn it. And
it's like, I'm trying to concentrate.
What was this?
She was so hot. And it's like, she couldn't find a boyfriend because she had a kid. And
oh, the guy that was with her wasn't her boyfriend or husband?
No. No, it wasn't. And
he was trying to work up the cojones to hit on
him? He was talking about the problems he was having with his girlfriend, with Hottie.
Oh, shit.
With Hottie Girl. And Hottie Girl's got a son. And she's clearly interested in this guy, and he's having problems with his girlfriend, and she's interested in him, and she has a kid. And then this fucking dude turns around and says, well, I'm not really into kids. And I'm like, oh my God, you idiot.
What the hell?
You got
hell?
This ultra hottie that's on roller skates, skating at the skate park.
On roller skates? It's adorable. Yes. Like and doing the ramp?
Yes,
like
on the half pipe, and she's beautiful. She's got a kid. She's in her mid-30s, and he's just this, like, good-looking...
Let me guess. She's training for the roller derby.
Fucking stoner, dude. Like, oh my God, man. It's like, I don't know what to do about my girlfriend. She doesn't dig me, man. And I'm like, oh my God, Cheech, this is not the 70s. Get off the bomb. Jump ship to this girl. Yeah, well, you know what? She would be so much better off with someone like me.
Oh, I can't possibly keep up with all the skate park drama. Although it is intriguing. And the age range of you people at the skate park is really cool. That you've got like 50-year-olds.
You know, it really is.
10-year-olds.
Yeah, it really is. It's a really, really, really...
Yeah. Rad freaking culture.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
We live in Oak Park, so we go to the skate park a lot down at McClatchy, and I do a lot with my RC car. Mm-hmm. Chrissy's uncle is going to help me get some bikes together. We're going to donate some bikes to some BMX bikes to some less fortunate kids out there, which is really cool. And
we'll get into all the gentrification of our neighborhood and what an interesting like cross section of people we're very lucky to live where we live and how everybody sort of gets along, and this park is just such an awesome patchwork of folks from all different backgrounds and
it really is. But you guys, you know, at the end of the day, whatever makes you happy, whether you're straight, gay, bi, fucking black, white, Cuban, Jamaican, whatever, it doesn't give a fuck. It's like, at the end of the day, whatever makes you happy, that's what you got to do. You just got to do it.
So what was the final wisdom that you left these two young star-crossed lovers? Like, did you say anything to them that would, like,
yeah, I did. So I told them both. I said, you know what? You guys are young. You're in your late 20s, early 30s. And I said, you know.
I love how late 20s, early 30s is considered young, by the way.
When you get into 47, 48, 50, when you start getting older, you just realize that the only thing that really matters in life is good morning, good night, hello, how are you? I love you. And that's it. Nothing else, because when you're laying on your deathbed and you're getting ready to take your last breath, the only thing that matters is the people that surround you and the people that are there holding your hand and helping you. And nothing else matters.
Period. That is a beautiful concept, and I love that. But at the same time, it sort of contradicts our theme of going for...
No, it doesn't.
Gold.
No? Oh, my God. See, this is why. This is why I have a problem with you. Because you're like, oh, well, theoretically, the scientific notation.
It's not just about having family. Like, people need to achieve something to feel they like already they have purpose to their lives. They already have achieved
something.
What have they achieved?
They've achieved whatever they did. It's not about... Okay, listen, people. There's no fucking book out there that tells you how to live your life. There's no book that tells you... Okay, well, there's the Bible. Okay, but you know what? You do what you want. You make your own destiny. You make your own everything. Your achievements could be, I didn't go to prison. My personal achievement, I never got hooked on drugs. I'm not alcoholic, and I didn't go to prison.
And that's my fucking achievement. And honestly, Jeremy, given, and we'll get into it, I'm sure, in future episodes, but given your the start that you had in life, that's amazing, because you had a harder roll of the dice than most everyone.
And a lot of us have. So yeah. That's what I'm saying, Chrissy. I'm saying is that...
There are different definitions of success.
You don't have to have an 800 credit score. You don't have to own a house. You don't... Listen, as long as you're happy...
Yeah.
And you're not hurting anyone, do whatever the hell you want.
That's the Nike slogan.
It should be. I should be the just spokesperson. Just
do whatever the F
makes you Just do whatever feel. The fuck you want. Because
it's not as catchy, but I think it's not as catchy. I like that better than just do it. Probably no, we'll work on it. And a new logo while we're at it, because the swoosh is a little, you know, overplayed.
You know, and one of the things that we're going to talk about, we're kind of running out of time because we're only doing like 15-20 minute segments, then we're going to pile all this crap together on you guys. But another thing that we're going to talk about real soon
is... Vomit it out to the airwaves.
I'm like best friends with my ex-wife right now, so we're going to get into child support. Oh, yeah. And how to get through that.
We are a modern family, people, and we will get into all of that.
I have some legal shit that's going to turn you upside down about owing child support and having bank accounts and...
just the state of family courts. All kinds of different stuff. And how family courts can turn people into, like, enemies...
Oh my God.
Because there are third parties that just, oh my God.
She is such my BFF. I talk to her like 3 times a day. But we'll get into all that crap too.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday, Chrissy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed your dinner.
Absolutely.
Oh, one more thing about living with your ex, you guys. Listen, there's going to be times where it's like it gets lonely. Mm-hmm. But don't try to get back together with your ex. It just doesn't work. It's like, I understand that there's like some sort of physical attraction sometimes when you're drinking and stuff. And you know, throwing that old bone into the fire, if you will, every once in a while is fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But just remember why you guys broke up. And then we're going to get into why Chrissy and I kind of got back together and how we're doing and... what we're doing and how we did it and what type of drugs we're taking.
How we got back. Oh, as roommates, you mean? Yeah.
She says roommates, but we are sleeping together.
We are not. Jeremy, cut that out.
That's another shock factor for the family.
He's full of it.
Yeah, no, by the way, Chrissy's pregnant.
Oh, stop it. Again, he's full of it. Jeremy, God damn it.
I'm just kidding.
How many times am I going to have to edit this podcast? One thing I wanted to leave you guys with was... an idea that I had for the next episode, and let me know in the comments section or whatever the hell we're putting together. We have an issue with the fact that our house looks like a goddamn frat house.
All right, and well, we can get into that. We can get into that right now. You know what? Let's go a little bit longer. Let's
how long have we been running? How long have we been running? Because we have a couch saga.
Okay. That oh my needs God. To be, no, we're fine. Listen.
Should we do this for part two?
No, we're okay. All right. No, listen.
All right. Tell them the story.
So I was at the thrift store. Not the thrift store. I was at a secondhand store. A consignment store.
Yes.
And I saw this wooden live edge table that I wanted, so I bought that. It was like $500 for the table, and the couch was $300. I called Chrissy and I said, "Hey, there's got this double recliner stuffed couch here." I sent her a picture and she's like, "Oh, this is great." So she zelled me her part of the money. I took the other part. I bought the table. I brought all this shit home. She freaked the fuck out. Why did you freak out, Chrissy? Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, this is a teaser because honestly, this warrants its own episode. Because our house is such a... house has an identity crisis. Let's just say this. Long story short, and we will jump into this on the next
Chrissy
episode.
Chrissy has an identity crisis.
Let me talk. We will jump into this on the next episode. The problem I had with it was at the time I was living in a 500 square foot junior one bedroom apartment, and he brought back this live edge monstrosity that took up half of the living room. And it was, I mean, this thing was a beaut. It was straight out of
It's a beaut, Clark.
Oh my God, it was so 70s. It was disco fabulous.
Her mom and it loved
took up,
it.
And it took up half of the goddamn apartment.
All right, so it took up half the apartment, and the couch was overstuffed, and then I brought home a big recliner chair
that
was
overstuffed. Oh, yeah, the recliner. The forest green overstuffed recliner that was specifically designed for a morbidly obese person. No disrespect.
But not that there's anything wrong with fat people.
This recliner was one of those, like, double wides, and it was, oh, God, Jer, we got it. This is a whole other episode. Let's just cut this off here and say to be continued.
Oh my God, totally to be continued. All right, guys. Well, it's time to go. We'll check in with you guys tomorrow. And if you want to leave any comments before we get anything, send me an email at quickfixsf@gmail.com. Quickfix, quickfixsf@gmail.com. Have a good night.
Or you can find us on Instagram, because that's where I'm going to post this, and YouTube.